Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah. Today we take a look at the narration of Sahih Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when honesty is lost, then wait for the hour. Meaning wait for Qiyamah. So someone asked, how will honesty be lost, O Messenger of Allah? And he replied, when authority, meaning when leadership is given to those who are not deserving of it, then wait for the hour. So nepotism is one lesson that we can talk about here. People are given positions just because it's my comrade, just because it's from the same party, just because it's from the same family, just because if I give this person the position, then I get something out of it. The two of us have got a pact. The two of us have got a behind-the-scenes deal. When this kind of behavior becomes prevalent, it was always there, but when it becomes prevalent, then you must know that Qiyamah is drawing close. Because it now means that people don't have morals, they don't have values. They will put anyone in high office, they will put anyone in an important position, they will put anyone in a strategic position just to serve their own interest. Right, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. You did me this favor, so I do you this favor. If you look at the political scene today, in South Africa and in many parts of the world, this is what it's about. The one who is willing to say certain things, then the funders will put him into office. In a coalition, you give us this, we'll give you that. It's not about the interests of the people. It's about the interests of the party, it's about the interests of the individuals, it's about their bank balances, it's about their power, their career, and their own personal progress. So that is how honesty is lost. You're not honest when you vote. You're not, and voting is not only in a national election. In terms of when you vote, even if it's not in a formal way, when you give your opinion in terms of who should take up a particular position, when you're not honest, and when you do things for ulterior motives and reasons, then you must know honesty has been lost. So the one thing is, we must be careful as to who we appoint into positions of leadership. Because their wrongdoing, then we will also be questioned. Because we played a part. If you gave it an honest opinion, and thereafter it turned out you were wrong, and that person disappointed you, then you won't be taken to task. Because you're a human, you don't have knowledge of the unseen. The other aspect is that our leaders are a reflection of our actions. A'malukum, a'malukum. So the more we see corrupt leaders, dishonest leaders on the top, then we must know that our dealings at the bottom have become corrupt and dishonest. We are paying bribes. We are dishonest when we describe an item at the time of sale. We are dishonest in the manner in which we do business. We don't subscribe to the values of Islam. We're just chasing money. And as a result, because of dishonesty at the bottom, the type of leaders that we will find on the top are those who are dishonest. So a sign of Qiyamah is that honesty will be lost, and it will manifest itself in various ways. In a dishonest way, people will be given positions. In a dishonest way, money will be made. In a dishonest way, progress will be achieved. But all of that will be fleeting and temporary, because that which is dishonest, there's no barakah in it. It's not about judging others or judging those on top of us or above us. Let each one of us look into our own souls and say, how honest am I? How honest am I? In my word, in my deed, in my actions, in everything that I do. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.